Young people ask, how can the Bible help me? Part 1. Exploring your Bible.
I've tried to read the Bible, but I get intimidated by how long it is. Brianna, 15.
Do you feel that way? This article can help you. Why read the Bible? Does the idea of reading the Bible sound less than appealing? If so, it's understandable. You may think of the Bible as a book with more than 1,000 pages of small type and no pictures. Not much competition for TV and videos. But think of it this way. If you came across a huge ancient treasure chest, wouldn't you be curious about what's inside? The Bible is just such a treasure chest. It contains many gems of wisdom that will help you to make good decisions, get along with your parents, find the best kind of friends, cope with stress. How can such an ancient book be so practical for our day? It's because all Scripture is inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. That means the advice in the Bible comes from the best source possible. How should I read the Bible? One way is to read the Bible from cover to cover. That will give you an overview of the Bible's message. There are many ways to read the Bible. Consider two examples. You could read the 66 Bible books in the order in which they appear, from Genesis to Revelation. You could read the Bible chronologically, that is, in the order in which the events related actually occurred. Tip: Appendix A7 in the New World Translation gives a chronological list of the main events of Jesus' life on earth. A second way to read the Bible is to select an account that relates to a challenge you are facing. For example, would you like to find trustworthy friends? Read the story of Jonathan and David, 1 Samuel chapters 18 through 20. Then use the worksheet, How to Find Loyal Friends, to learn practical lessons from the account. Would you like to strengthen your ability to resist temptation? Read the story of how Joseph resisted temptation, Genesis chapter 39. Then use the worksheets, How to Resist Temptation, Joseph, Part 1, and Falsely Accused, Joseph, Part 2, to learn practical lessons from the account. Would you like to learn how prayer can help you? Read Nehemiah's experience, Nehemiah, Chapter 2. Then use the worksheet, God Answered His Prayer, to learn practical lessons from the account. Tip: When you read the Bible, make sure your surroundings are quiet so that you can concentrate. A third way to read the Bible is to pick an account or a psalm, read it, and then consider how it applies to you. After reading, ask yourself questions such as these. Why did Jehovah include this in the Bible? What does it reveal about Jehovah's personality or way of doing things? How can I apply this information in my life? Tip: Use the study edition of the New World Translation to access videos, maps, and other features that will help you get the most out of your Bible reading. What your peers say.
I select Bible books that particularly interest me. That motivates me to keep up with my goal of reading the Bible daily. For example, I love the book of Proverbs. The gems of wisdom found in that book really encourage me. Chloe.
I try to read one or two Psalms before going to sleep. The writers of the Bible book of Psalms had feelings similar to our own. It's important to end each day on a positive note, and reading Psalms builds my faith in Jehovah as the God of true comfort. Stefan.